Ask.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch a greenback
tumble. I just made it. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. And here we go. And your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, broadcasting live from Studio A, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. So link to your instructors at USAprepares.com. USAprepares.com. Converging threats confronted daily. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dave is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Today we're going to talk about food, and we're going to help you restore nutritional content. We're going to help you reduce food costs. We're going to talk about gardening. We're going to talk about gardening with heirloom seeds. We're going to talk about problems in your garden. Bugs, blight, leaf curl, aphids, and the weather changes. With Mike Knox of WhiteHarvestSeed.com. WhiteHarvestSeed.com. Mike Knox is with us in the broadcast classroom. Welcome, Mike Knox.
Hey, Vincent. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. Hey, Mike, I got to talk to you about these tomatoes. You know, we have this year we decided to plant, in addition to the standard raised bed gardening technique that we use, this, the one that Len Pence of GardeningRevolution.com advises, that same technique. We also have a garden in buckets on the veranda in the backyard, and that would get the afternoon sun. And Mike, the sun is so strong that we've got leaf curl, and on these tomatoes and the pepper plants. Can you help us with that?
Man, I tell you what, there's this time of year. There's so many things that can be going on in gardens. You know, especially here in the Midwest. You know, we had such a wet and cool spring. We've been having some trouble with blights and those type of things starting early. Essentially, Vincent, you know, plants need a healthy soil, mineral rich, to help fight off diseases and stuff. You know, and if the soil's depleted and it's not rich in those nutrients, those plants are going to become unhealthy, and an unhealthy plant is when these diseases start happening. So the key is, and usually these plants will give you symptoms. You know, they'll show up those symptoms on the plant themselves, coloring or whatever, curl is one. You know, so it's possible they're just light on water, but I would expect, as we talked yesterday about that, you know, it's more of like what you were saying. There's some type of little disease going on, because I'm sure you've got them watered just fine since you're on a container gardening system right there on your house. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would say it could be the heat from the sun, you know, going from the extremes. We've had, like I said, cool weather, and then all of a sudden we're getting this hot weather here in the Midwest anyway. And those things are intertwined with that. But and you said you had some problems with aphids, is that right?
Yeah, all of a sudden, Mike, we have these white little aphids, and they just showed up on the plant, on the tomato leaves. And why don't you help us with that? What do we do about that?
Well, man, I tell you what, bugs love gardens. I mean, just as much as humans do. You know, they just tend to, they smell that good food just like when we do when we cook our dinners and stuff, and that's what they're out there doing. Aphids are just kind of one of those little bugs that they'll do some damage. They won't necessarily, unless you just let them not, unless you just don't do anything, and they'll take over. But they're generally not too bad to, in affecting your plants. But if you start getting a situation, the best thing that that I can recommend is hot pepper sprays, garlic sprays. Neem oil is an exceptional product, and these are all natural, of course, things that you can use instead of the toxic chemicals. But neem oil is one that has multiple purposes, not just on insects, but it also helps with a lot of the plant diseases like blight and some of those other things, and powdery mildew and stuff like that. That it's kind of an all-purpose thing, and being an all-natural product, it's good to use. And so insecticidal soap's another one for aphids that you can use to take care of those things. But and ladybugs, if you see ladybugs in your garden, they're good. They love aphids, and they'll eat them up. So don't kill the ladybugs if you can help it.
Yeah, no, we've got some ladybugs, and you know, we've always helped them rather than hurt them. We are not interested in killing ladybugs in our gardens. Mike, when you talk about hot pepper sprays, are you saying that I can take some of the hot peppers that I've grown over the years that I've dried and like put them in a blender with some water and then spray the liquid on the leaves? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. Get some hot peppers and just grind it up and then let it steep for a couple hours, and then drain off all the residue stuff, you know, and then just spray that on. And, of course, you're going to have to experiment with that. You know, certain peppers, maybe if you used a ghost pepper, let's say, that might be a little too hot for the plant to handle. But, you know, you're using cayenne, Tabasco, those type of things would do fine. I've got a little recipe here, Vincent. If you wanted, I'd give it over for your...
Sure. Sure, that's great.
Take 1 tablespoon of canola oil, 1 tablespoon of baking soda, 3 tablespoons of Tabasco sauce, and then 6 drops of non-detergent dish soap, and that's all that does is make it adhere better. And then you just mix that enough water to make up a quart of deal, and then you just let that steep for a little bit, mix it up, and then drain off all the, you know, if there's any residues left from that, and then just spray that on your garden, and that's there you go. That actually works really good for blister beetles when they get into your garden, but it'll help all the way around. And garlic sprays mix in there with some of that in there too, and that'll make it even more potent.
Mike, let me see if I've got this right. I wrote down 1 teaspoon of canola oil. Is that right?
Tablespoon.
Okay. All right. Tablespoon. And then is it teaspoon or tablespoon of canola?
All tablespoons.
Okay. All right.
Of baking soda.
Okay. And then 3 tablespoons of Tabasco?
Correct.
Okay.
And then enough
the
water
rest?
To make a quart. And then enough water, then fill it up with water to make a quart.
Okay. Okay, so class, here's what I've got. 1 tablespoon of canola oil, 1 tablespoon of baking soda, 3 tablespoons of Tabasco sauce, and then the rest is water to fill up to a quart, which is basically a quart of water, because the 5 tablespoons is hardly any volume at all. So, 1 tablespoon canola oil, 1 tablespoon baking soda, 3 tablespoons of Tabasco sauce, and 1/4 of water. Shake it up and spray it. And how often do we spray that, Mike?
Well, rain will wash that off for sure. Kind of the same thing as neem oil and diatomaceous earth and all those natural products. You know, rain will just take them off when it hits. So anytime after a rain, you're going to have to reapply it. But it should last at least 2 or 3 days each time you do it. The other key factor is you kind of want to try to do it before they get majorly infested. Because once the bugs get there, they kind of have made their home in a sense. So you kind of want to make sure you try to keep an eye on your garden. garden daily. You know, just do a walkthrough. You can see things happening on a daily basis. You can see when bugs start popping out. And this, for example, this last, I got some potatoes growing this year in our garden, and they were looking just outstanding. And one night I came in after looking at them, and I was bragging to my wife how great they looked, you know. And the next morning I go out, and there's just this one potato plant that is absolutely just covered with Colorado potato beetle, and they had just demolished that plant overnight. There were so many, and they were just on this one plant, which is kind of weird. But, you know, so just keep a daily watch on your garden. You know, take a few minutes just to walk through, see if there's something happening that you didn't see the day before. You know, and a lot of times the diseases will show up that way, too. You can see, start seeing the things that will give you the signs of what's going on there.
Mike, as you walk around town, I know you live in a small town down the road from us, about 20 miles. When you walk around town and people see you, do they say, "Hey, Mike, I'm so glad you're here. Can you help me with my garden? I've got this just one question," which turns into like a half hour. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, well, not so much in the town or the city. I'm out in the country. I'm about 8 miles out of the little town that we're in. But when I go to town or I go to meetups or I go to places and people recognize me, yeah, that happens. And, you know, it's flattering, but at the same time, it's kind of, you know, you don't know what you're going to get hit with. And luckily, people ask me the questions that I know the answers to, you know, at this point. But it works out pretty well.
And you know, we live in a small community. Mike, how far is your nearest neighbor from you?
Oh, probably a quarter mile.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what it's like out here in the country. There are very few of us, you know, per square mile, and we're on our own. We really are. Mike, I asked Mrs. I was baling hay yesterday, and I asked Mrs. Finelli. She was going to town to pick up a couple things, and I asked her to get me some shear bolts for the. For the baler. And you know, these are a quarter inch by an inch and a half long. So she knows how frustrated I am when these things break. So she got me about, I don't know, a couple hundred.
Oh, wow.
Well,
you're stopped now. You're stopped.
Well, for the rest of this season, I'll tell you what. I'm breaking like six or seven of them per field. And it's really frustrating.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, that's another thing. We used to make bolts in this country, Mike. Nuts, bolts, screws, and now they're coming from China. And the shear bolts just do not have the same strength as a good old-fashioned American-made bolt. So I don't know where you can get American-made bolts anymore. I don't know.
I really don't.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And, class, we don't buy them by the each. When you're a farmer, you buy these things by the pound. And... you know, it's a couple dollars a pound, and the price is great, but the quality is lacking. So the strength of them is so poor that they keep breaking on me, and I can't go to the next grade stronger bolt. We use a grade two bolt, but if we go to a grade five, which is stronger, I'll ruin my equipment because they won't break. Mike Knox is with us, and we're talking about gardening and gardening problems. And we're going to talk about how you can make your garden grow and what to do about these blights, these infestations. And that's what we've started talking about. We're going to continue. Mike's going to be with us for 2 hours today. Mike Knox, WhiteHarvestSeed.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Mike Knox is with us, and we are talking about gardening. And we're talking about garden problems and solutions. And I really like this the solution, Mike, for the aphids and the problems of the bugs on the tomatoes with the canola oil, the baking soda, the Tabasco sauce, and mix it with water and spray it on every few days. I'm going to do that right after I'm done with the hay today. Mike, what about the worms, like cabbage worms? What do they infect, and what do we do about them?
Cabbage worms, boy, they just tear up your broccoli and your cabbage and your cauliflower, and they go through it quick. There's a few different things you can do with those. The garlic spray spray again is one that again you want to do before you see them show up. Actually, generally the sign that you're going to have problems with cabbage worms is usually like you have your plants growing in your garden and you'll see these little white moths all of a sudden show up in your garden and they'll just start flying around. They're real tiny, little tiny white butterflies. And then you, and a few days later, then you'll start seeing some worm activity on those things, and that's the cabbage moth and the cabbage, and it lays the eggs and makes those worms. So if you see those things around, definitely start getting some garlic spray, that preventive sprays down, the pot pepper sprays, so that they won't, when the eggs hatch, they won't start eating. But if you have already have a problem, again, go back to that neem oil. I'm a big proponent of that neem oil spray. That stuff just works, and it's in, and since it's so organic, it's just a wonderful product to use, and people don't have to worry about, you know, using 7-Dust or anything like that, or 7, even though those products work. You know, but you're just putting that toxic materials into the plant and into your body too, plus the handling on that. But cabbage worms, essentially neem oil, the garlic sprays. If you have some problems with caterpillars already, you know, even you could even dust them with a little bit of diatomaceous earth to do the same thing. But again, like we talked earlier, if it rains, you're going to have to go right back out and redo it again. So just keep it coated.
Mike, when you talk about neem oil, can you spell that for us?
That is spelled N. E-E-M, and it's made from a tree, I think out of either Africa or India, they get it, is where it's, what it comes from originally, and like I said, it, and what it essentially does, when the bugs eat it, after it's been applied on the plant, it makes them feel full. So they stop eating, and then they die of starvation within a day or two. So, that's how it works. It's not an instant kill. You know, where you spray it and they just fall over dead. It takes a day or two for them to get through their systems, and then they die. So, but that's why it's a good natural product.
Okay. Mike, do you have any recommendations for fruit trees? Because here on the farm we have some pear trees, some apple trees, plum, and I'll tell you what, last year and the year before we had grasshoppers all over, and actually the year before was really, we were really infested with grasshoppers, and there's so many of them, we were overwhelmed with grasshoppers, and they ate like most of the leaves. Do you have a solution to fend off grasshoppers?
And I tell you, grasshoppers are tough. There's not too many natural means that work well on them. You know, last year with the droughts and everything that we had, you know, they were, everything was looking for food and looking for leafage, foliage, you know, to eat on. So grasshoppers had a heyday last year. I've used neem oil on them. I've used the diatomaceous, but the diatomaceous only works if they come in contact with it, you know, because it cuts their skin and they dry up and die. There's another product out there. I think it's Pyrethians is one that possibly could work on it, and that's an all-natural product. I think it's made out of chrysanthemum flowers. There's also another BT Dust that, again, is an all-natural product that you may have some success with. But, I think the neem oil may be your best bet, because if you spray that on your foliage and they eat it, then they're going to feel full. But again, they're going to eat some before they keel over and die. So, but they're tough. They're a tough one to get rid of.
How about, Mike, have you ever heard of planting marigolds in gardens?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there's a lot on the natural kingdom side where marigolds and marigolds in your garden will draw your beneficial insects, and on the same time, the smell of them repels certain other bad ones. Nasturtiums is another one that is, if you plant it around your squash areas where you're growing those products, it'll help keep the squash vine borer and also the squash bugs. They don't like to smell that. Same way with radishes. You plant white icicle radishes around squash and let them just grow up. And again, they don't like the smell, and it's a preventive type thing.
Mike Knox, White Harvest Seed. He's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again.
A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created Gear Up Center to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Fuck. Johnson.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Mike, did you notice how many of the commercials that we have on this broadcast, USAPrepares.com, are centered around preparedness and survival? It's amazing, isn't it? And sponsors of this broadcast come to the Get Prepared Expo and speak. And you heard the one for Atlas Survival Shelters. They've been to the Get Prepared Expo.
Yeah, that was amazing. I was just listening to all those here through the break there, and I tell you what, there are some really good ones there. It makes a lot of sense to advertise on this radio show of yours to do that, because your market is that. You know, Vince, I just saw a study yesterday by Yale, the college Yale, and they were interviewing a whole bunch of Americans across the United States, all different parts, the east, west, south, and north, and talking about preparedness. It said 51%, and this survey was just done within the last month, 51% of people throughout the nation are now thinking about disaster preparedness. That's a little late, but I mean, at least there's half the people are thinking about it. But what's interesting is that 33% of the people that they interviewed now have a supply and emergency kits type things, you know, that they're putting into effect to have as a resource. But what's interesting, that's down 5% from last year. So it seems like people maybe are getting complacent again. I don't know. You know, maybe the tornadoes in Oklahoma and the hurricanes on the East Coast woke up those people. But the West Coast and those type of folks, they seem to be the ones that, according to this interview or this study, that they're the ones that's least doing the least preparation. It's kind of interesting.
Mike, I really wish I could understand why people don't get prepared. And the only thing I can think of is convenience. And, you know, those who live in cities have, it's all around them. They have, it's 24 hours a day supply. I mean, they've got stores 24 hours a day surrounding them, and they can just go get it, whatever it is. But in our case, that, Mike, at 5 o'clock, the store, there's only one around us. There's one store. It's closed at 5 o'clock. And the post office, you know, just to make sure it's convenient for us, they're open twice a day for a couple hours in the morning and then a couple hours in the afternoon. Other than that, they're closed. So, there's not much convenience here. And so we have to make our own convenience by buying what we need before we need it. But, you know, it's interesting you say that, Mike. But I honestly feel that, yeah, okay, so people are talking about it, but I really don't think as many people are really as prepared as they need to be. I just don't think they are.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, if this poll is true, you know, and only 33% mm-hmm. of Americans are really seriously, you know, putting some money out and storing up food and water and, you know, guns and ammo or whatever. If that's true, I mean, that means 67%, you know, two-thirds of the people out there are going to be the ones that are going to be the leeches, you know, and going around totally with their, like their chickens with their heads cut off, you know, trying to find that stuff when these disasters do happen. And, so, that's a scary thought.
Yeah, and here's an example, Mike. Let's say, okay, so you're prepared and I'm prepared, right? Now, and let's say the study's correct, and so one out of three are being prepared and getting some supplies. That means that there are two families for every one family that aren't prepared. So are you able to support, in terms of food and supplies, two more families going forward? Can you carry two? I can't.
Personally, I can't at this point.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, as prepared as you are and as prepared as I am, if we all of a sudden have a knock on the door, the front door, and it's like, okay, we're here. two more families, and they hop on, and our burn rate goes up instead of one unit per day, we're now burning three units a day, because instead of one family, we have three families consuming. There's no way that the Finelli family can sustain that. There's no way. It's impossible. And I don't think the Knox family can either.
No, we couldn't. I mean, I would tend to hope, you know, that the folks that would happen to come knock on our door would be able to say, hey, we're willing to help out in any way we can, you know, to survive longer, you know, with you all, and be willing to this instead of just being a leech per se, you know. But you know, it's going to be hard as a Christian. You know, it would be hard if a neighbor or a friend of mine that I hadn't seen for a while had comes up to the door and says, "Hey, man, my kids are hungry and I'm thirsty, and do you have any extra food?" You know, it would be very, very hard for me to turn them away. But at the same time, I got to be thinking, you know, what about my family? I've got two grandsons and two more on the way. You know, that I'm going to have to make sure they have food. So, I mean, where's the balance? And I think that's the struggle that most preppers deal with. You know, who are you going to help and who you're not going to.
Mike, I'll share with you a story that is very disturbing. I know we're off topic, but
that's fine.
I'd like to share this with you. I came down to the town where you live a couple years ago. And I met one of my friends there, and he happened to be in an office. I'll call it an office. And because I don't want to reveal where he was. And all the customers had left, and he was behind the counter, and he came around, and he looked around to make sure nobody was there. And he said something very, very disturbing to me. He said, "Vinny, I'm afraid I might have to shoot my relatives first." And I looked at him like, we weren't talking about anything that regarding violence or shooting or anything like that. It just out of the blue, he said this. And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "They don't prepare. They won't prepare. They're not," in his words, "they're not putting anything back. They're going out and having, you know, a great time. They're going out to eat. They're blowing their money. And they're not preparing for anything. And I know they're going to show up at my house. And I know I'm going to have to shoot them." And it's like, what? You can't do that. So people are now thinking, and this was a couple of years ago, Mike, people are thinking that their own relatives are going to be such a burden on those who are preparing that they can't sustain their relatives coming. And, you know, it wasn't like he was joking. He was serious. Right. Now, he's envisioning extreme times. This is real serious, and I don't know how we can help people prepare so that they are able to survive and take care of their own families and not be a burden on those of us who are preparing. Because as you said, Mike, it's going to be, we want to help everybody, but you know, it could get into a Mad Max situation where it's every man for himself. Right. And I don't want to see that. And the reason that we do this broadcast is so it's not like that. So people do say, you know what, maybe I am responsible for my own family since I, you know.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you got to take some responsibility for your own actions, you know, and to do those things to prepare, you know. And I think that's what the, you know, like you said, not to get off topic too far, but you know the government wants us to be more on the handout mentality, you know, just, you know, to rely on them to do the solving and the saving, if you want to call it that. And that's just not the way it works. I mean, that's not the way it will work when it comes down. It'll be tough. So people need to wake up, take advantage of all these opportunities that they can to prepare now, and go to expos like we'll talk about next hour, you know, to learn the information, because there is stuff out there that will allow you to survive and to survive nicely, but you've got to learn it. You've got to go and research it. You've got to listen, take notes, and then, you know, apply it in the best way that you can, you know, as quickly as you can. And so take advantage of these opportunities that are out there to go to these things and learn from these experts that have put so much time into building a product, or, you know, from experience, because you never know everything. And unfortunately, a lot of people have that mentality, and they just sit back and do nothing.
You're right. Mike, when we grow our gardens, one of the reasons that we grow a garden is so that we can feed ourselves. And one is to save money. Two is to know exactly what we're eating. Three is to save the seeds so that we can be building a garden next year and the year after and the year after, as my grandmother did and her grandmother did and her grandmother did and her grandmother did. And I'm sure your family, same thing. So I was talking with Dr. Julie Pennick. She was on the air with us this week on Wednesday morning. And she, you know, Dr. Norman Shealy talks about gluten. Don't eat gluten. Don't eat gluten. Joel Wallach, Dr. Joel Wallach, he's one of us also. He says the same thing. And Julie Pennick said it very succinctly. She said, okay, here's what happened. They modified the genetic makeup of wheat, and it has these foreign genes in it, and those genes are not digestible, and that causes your body to react negatively. Okay, it becomes toxic. Well, if that's the case, we need to get these GMO foods out of our diet so that we don't become overweight and we don't get diabetes and so forth. So if we want to avoid all that, we have to grow our own gardens. Mike, you've got some news, don't you, about GMO issues?
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of new stuff out there. In the seminar that I do at the expos, I talk a little bit about some of the issues that are out there. But some of those things I've talked about is old news compared to some of these things now. I don't know if you, the GMO wheat that was found growing in Oregon, you know, that was not supposed to be around, all of a sudden shows up growing in Oregon. That's Monsanto tied with the GMO side. And then this, Kraft macaroni and cheese that's being imported to the United Kingdom is labeled made from genetically modified wheat, when supposedly wheat's not one of the GMO things out there that we've been told over the past few years, another lie. But one of the newest studies that I just read talks about GMO wheat that when it's ingested, it causes some, like you said, some things happening in the stomach, in absorbing and in digesting, that are tremendously altering, gene changing in human bodies. And there's going to be kidney problems and stomach ulcers and tumors. I saw a picture yesterday on another, of a website called naturalnews.com. And they showed the belly of a pig that had been eating just GMO feed and a pig eating natural feed, you know, nothing GMO in it. And you would not believe the picture difference of how...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Mike. Let's talk about that when we come back. GMO wheat. Mike Knox, White Harvest Seed. You can meet it at the Get Prepared Expo. Mike Knox will be there presenting seminars. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mike Knox is with us, WhiteHarvestSeed.com. Mike and I are talking about gardening, and Mike, you're talking about GMO wheat. You're talking about pigs, and please tell us more about that.
Yeah, they recently did a study where they fed pigs, certain, you know, test pigs, strictly a GMO diet, and then they also fed them in an all-natural diet. And I guess they cut them up and did some research on it, and they had some pictures online. And, of course, you know, whether you can trust everything on the Internet, but this looked like a reputable study. But the pictures of the stomach of the pig that had been eating the GMO food, I tell you what, it was green. It had some of the most nastiest-looking stuff hanging in it and on it compared to the healthy pig eating the natural food. And of course, you know, you think that through. Okay, we end up eating the bacon or the sausage or the pork chops. And then also, you could take it one step further back. We eat the product, you know, they are the pigs eating corn and soybeans and stuff, and we eat that stuff all the time in processed foods and corn chips or macaroni and cheese or whatever. And so it makes you wonder, what's happening to our stomachs, and new and more new studies are coming out showing that it is affecting our digestive tract. So your comment that Julie Pinnick was mentioning is also true, that, you know, God created, you know, foods to be eaten by us and absorbed by our bodies in a natural way. And when there's all this unnatural stuff in these things, you're just setting yourself up for health problems. And the studies are beginning to pop up more and more and more to show that GMO foods are bad. And you're seeing more and more people become more intelligent or aware of that, and they're forcing their politicians to write laws. Now, you and me both agree that we're not fans of politicians too often, but you know, Maine just passed the GMO labeling bill, 141-4 in favor of making sure that there's labels marking things that are GMO, have GMO products in them. Connecticut already has passed a bill, and Vermont is, has a bill in motion on that. And I think even Missouri is working on one too. So, you know, people are starting to wake up. But, you know, at the same time, then our president passes a Protect Monsanto bill that you can't sue them or take do any action against them. So, I mean, there's both sides of the fence here. But people are starting to wake up, and the facts are starting to roll in that GMO foods have been bad for a long time, and people are starting to finally wake up to that fact.
I'll tell you what, Mike, when I go out after a broadcast in the summer, I will go out to the veranda, and I will pick some of those White Harvest seed tomatoes and White Harvest seed peppers, and I'll cut up some onion and put it over some cold noodles, pasta noodles, with some oil and extra virgin olive oil, a little bit of vinegar, and some basil that is in our garden, and that will be lunch. And I'll tell you, it's less than 25 cents. It's absolutely great. And for me, it really works.
You're making me hungry. There's still 2 hours from lunchtime here.
Well, and a lot of times I'll just have a tomato and green pepper or tomato and jalapeno pepper salad for lunch. And, you know, Mike, honestly, I feel better, more energy than when I, you know, I have fresh food, than when I don't. I need to keep going from early in the morning till late at night. I mean, that's what I do 7 days a week. Mike, you're a farmer. I mean, it's early in the morning till late at night, isn't it? 7 days a week.
Generally, that's the truth. Yeah, I mean, some days you maybe sleep in or something, but generally, yeah, I know our life from what we used to live. You know, we used to be in a local suburbiite family 7 or 8 years ago, and we moved out here to the country to live more self-sufficient and live a simpler life. And I tell you what, it's a little harder, you know. Yeah, but you have to start a little earlier in the day to get these things done. But you know, the result is also worth it compared to looking back to where I was, you know, 8 years ago.
Well, you're in control. Mike Knox, WhiteHarvestSeed.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We're going for 2 hours today. Mike's going to be with us on the second hour. When we come back after these few short commercial announcements, I guess we might be talking about gardening. Well, and I want to mention the seed giveaway at some point during the next hour. Mike is going to give away 1,000 packs of seeds. 1,000. No different from the other expos. No different from the other expos. Mike Knox, WhiteHarvestSeed.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back after Top of the Hour news and commercial announcements.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.